imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
If I have to leave at the end, just say thank you, Bob. You're on your own. Let's create a better world. Healthy and you. Thank you for calling in. We got a great guest today and a great show. We've got a super show next week with about raw food, a world-class raw food expert, and talk about that, as well as organic farming. But let's get to our guest, Brett Wilcox from Alaska, who is a real strong activist in the fight against the GMO and the fight to label all GMO products. Brett is about to start with his son a long run from Huntington Beach, California, to Atlantic City. And Brett, how you doing, Brett? Good to hear from you.
I'm really fine, Bobby. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like you to go ahead for about 5 minutes or so and just give you a whole story of all the facts. And I want to tell all the listeners to please, we need support for Brett. We're going to constantly, every week or two, get either Brett or somebody else or myself to give you an update on what's going on, because we need your support financially and to be at some of these events that Brett is going to be at. Go right ahead, Brett.
Thank you so much, Bobby. A couple of years ago, I showed my son David an internet article about Jazzy Jasmine, a 17-year-old girl who had just completed a run across the United States. David must have been 12 or 13 years old at the time, and he says, "Wow, I want to do that." And we just thought it was cute, didn't think much of it, but he kept after it and kept the dream alive until about a year ago. I said to Chris, "Are we going to do this?" And we asked each other, "Are we going to do this?" Because, you know, responsible people don't quit their jobs and run across America. But we decided to be irresponsible because of what we believe in. We decided to do just that, and we said to David, "Okay, we're going to do this, but we need to do something for a good cause, something for a great mission." And that was back about the time that Prop 37 went down, when all of the money from Monsanto and the GMA got pumped into California. And we were living in our community in Sitka, Alaska, and I was, quite frankly, heartbroken. I thought, for sure, this was an opportunity to break the stranglehold on the labeling prohibition that we have going on in the United States. And I thought things were changing, and it was kind of devastating. So I said, "David, how about if we attach to our run this GMO labeling mission and a GMO-free mission, so that we can go out and do something that's really important, really essential to the health of Americans, as well as what's going on with the agricultural system throughout the world, through America's negative influence, the way we push GMOs on other countries." And so we decided to do that, and we've been working hard for the past year, doing everything that we could to get ready for this run. I wrote a book called We're Monsanto, Feeding the World, Lie After Lie. And it came out just before the second March Against Monsanto this past October. And in a five-day period, more than 3,000 people downloaded We're Monsanto for free on Amazon. And I felt really good about being able to give away all those books. And now we're to the point where we're ready to actually launch our run across the United States. We will be launching from Huntington Beach Pier tomorrow, January 18th. Can we edit that, Bobby?
I hope
not
we can really.
Edit
that's Huntington Beach, California. Go right ahead. That's all right. We'll bring it up.
Okay. So anyway, we're launching from Huntington Beach Pier January 18th at 11 a.m., and we are excited to finally get on the road and take our message to the United States and our run for a GMO-free USA. We're excited to go out there and meet the farmers. Whether they've got a pro-GMO or an anti-GMO position, we want to talk to them. We want to hear from them. We want to create a documentary from our run. We want to talk to all the experts out there about what we're doing and why we're doing this. And this is a big venture. It's going to take us about 7 months, and it's going to cost a lot of money, and we're asking for the support of Americans and people around the world. And the way you can do that, if you'd like to donate, is go to Indiegogo.com. That's Indiegogo.com. The name of our campaign is Running for a GMO-Free USA. If that's too long, just type in GMO, hit the search button, and our campaign will come up. We've received a lot of donations so far, but we need a lot more if we're going to be able to successfully finance this run and not be burdened too much personally for what we're doing. If you want to follow our run on a daily basis, go to runningthecountry.com. Again, that's runningthecountry.com, and you can see our run route there. You can subscribe to our blog. You can go to Facebook and type in Running the Country. We have a Running the Country Facebook group and a Running the Country Facebook page. You can join or like one or the other or both, and we'll give you updates there. You can see how far we're running. You can see who we're talking to, who we're interviewing, and who's interviewing us. And we'll just post lots of photos and videos and keep the momentum going and growing as we cross the country. We've already experienced a lot of love from California just in the last week from people who are stepping out and saying, hey, let us help this way, let us help that way. And we feel like we're just being carried by all the support that everyone's providing, and that includes you too, Bobby. We really appreciate you and your support. And who knows how far this might go or how big this might grow as we cross the country. We're carrying seeds that Baker Creek has donated, Baker Creek heirloom seeds. The seeds are labeled GMO-free USA, and that's what we're running for, a GMO-free USA. And we're kind of like Johnny Appleseed, just going out there and sowing GMO-free seeds across the United States and seeing what grows and seeing what comes of it.
Great. Well, real good, Brett. And we're going to have you, and we're going to continue every week or two to give reports on where you're at, how you're at, and hopefully people can look at the website and find out how and where they can meet you as you're going on this long road to Atlantic City from Huntington Beach, California. So, listeners, let's support this. Again, Brett, and I apologize to our listeners. This was a 5 or 6 minute tape that we had to do because Brett is on the run. He's already preparing for his initial start tomorrow. He's just booked for so many things, and we're going to do a rare tape. So I apologize for the little noise in the background. Thank you so much, Brett. You're wonderful. We'll continue to help you, okay?
Thank you, Bobby. We appreciate the support.
Okay, good. Now we're going to go on to the rest of the show.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us.
Thank you, everyone.
Only sky.
Thank you, thank you. This is Bobby Elias. That was a 7 minute tape that we did yesterday because Brett Wilcox is on the run, literally. He starts the run today, right now at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. He starts in Huntington Beach. He'll be running for about 7 months to Atlantic City, New Jersey. And we'll give out those websites if you want to follow him, what he's doing, if you want to support. There'll be a lot of great, beautiful activity around this country to support not only Brett and what he's doing, but awareness on this important issue. So please excuse the tape and a few little bumps and grinds that we had. This man is wonderful. He's very busy. We're going to continue to support him. And what a beautiful song, Imagine, by John Lennon. We're going to have that song played a little longer at the end of the show.
I'm Bobby Elias, and our show is all about healthy aging. It's about let's create a better world, about genetically engineered foods, about ending all wars, about living a more peaceful, happy life. And we're going to get into that today. We've got some great guests today. Next week is the Raw Food Show with Laura Fox. She is the CEO of Raw Living Expo, and they plan to expand and have more expos around the country and world to educate people about not only raw foods, but about how we can grow our own food. So that'll be on next week. And in the, during February, we're going to get into end all wars, more healthy aging, more genetically engineered foods and issues on how we can slow down and stop Monsanto, and also cell phone radiation. And there's some big health shows coming up around the country in the next few months. We'll let you know about those. Now, you can hear our show on the archives. Go to prn.fm or go to progressiveradionetwork.com, and you can hear all the previous shows that we've had. If you like us and our show, we can be sure to put a good word in at iTunes. Also, if you're not near a computer, you can call the number, a number I'm going to give you now, and you can hear the show on your telephone. How unique. Progressive Radio Network is the fastest growing and the best progressive radio station in the world. The phone number to call if you'd like to hear the show on your phone is area 619-550-0869. I'm going to give you my number. If you want to reach me to tell me your input in the show, ideas, and just call me at area 323-770-1925. All right, let's get to our first. We have two guests coming on today. The first one is going to be John Diaz. He is a organizer. He's helping right now as we speak. He's at Orange County as Brett Wilcox is going to start his run any minute now. They're going to have a few talks, and John has been helping. He's a key organizer around the country and mostly in Southern California, especially in Orange County. John is doing a fabulous job. Everybody in California knows him. He's the one that's helping. You heard Brett say that California has given him a lot of love. Well, this guy has one of the key people, if not the key person, that has given him the most love to help him with the Orange County send-off on his run. John Diaz, we'll have Greg Larson. He is a health coach. He is has a thing called livingwithtoll.com, Tolly. He's a co-founder and co-host of that, and we're going to talk about happiness, nature. We're going to talk about stress management and meditation, all in about 20, 25 minutes. So we've got a great show here. Let's start out with John Diaz. John is an organizer in Orange County for the genetically engineered issue and the fight that we're doing. And John's going to talk, and he's going to hopefully John can give us some more the key websites for not only Brett but for how you can get more information about our fight against Monsanto and the people that are genetically engineering our foods. Welcome to the show, John. How are you?
Hey, Bobby. Good morning. Thanks for having us. Thanks for standing up for food freedom. I really love all the work you're doing. You've always been a stand-up guy. Thank you for having us on today. This is really exciting here. Huntington Beach, it's a beautiful day.
Thank you. I'm excited and honored to have you, John, because you do such great work. You're always in the ball. You're always calling me and telling me what's going on in your area, and I appreciate that. So I'm happy to have you on the show. Today we're going to talk about, let's start out with talking about what you're doing in Orange County, the issue on the genetically engineered foods. Let's start out with that first.
Let me just give a little background. I'm John Diaz. I walked from Brooklyn to the White House in 2011. In the Right to Know March, 330 miles. We walked double that if you consider, as the bee flies, because we passed out literature to everybody that we ran into, you know, for the whole route. There are a few key people, Jeffrey Smith, David Bronner. We had the non-GMO project. We had all these groups. It was quite a deal, you know, and people came from around the world, to march, and it was, George Wilhelm was the man. He led two GMO marches in Germany to help them label GMOs and do what they did. And anyway, so I got back, and you know, it's been been running around still, letting people know what's in their food. So that's where we're at. Yes, sir.
Great. All right, let's talk about the issue, that because there are a lot of people that are new to the show. I'm constantly calling people
okay.
that are part of it. And give a history on that and tie that into the run, if you could.
Okay. You know, I don't want to really go too much into the science because we got guys like Howard Liger. He's been on your show. We're hosting him here in Orange County, and there's going to be some talks he's going to be giving on and about GMOs and that. But the one thing that I want to say, what's really important, and we want to really show light to this run, this cross-country run, is that the FDA has just deregulated the seeds for these Agent Orange seeds. It's Dow Chemicals 2,4-D, and they made this this new seed resistant to the herbicide. The plants that grow with this technology built into it, it's Agent Orange, and they're going to be spraying this Agent Orange herbicide onto our food. And if you followed what the story is, this food has pesticides that have these. They're able to translocate into every cell of the plant. Now, years ago, when this was proposed, the reason why they're doing it is because the weeds, the weeds that are genetically engineered to where they can put this poison directly on our food to kill the weeds, right? The plants are getting resistant to that, so it doesn't work. So we're on this pesticide treadmill, okay? And so this is another product. This is only supposed to work for a little while, and then they're going to have to change to another thing, okay? But years ago, when this was first came out, I went to the VA hospital. My buddy of mine suffers from being exposed to Agent Orange when he was at Vietnam, and I spoke to the lady there at the VA hospital in Long Beach, and she said, I told her about it and gave her the article, and she just shook her head. She just was floored. She gave me a pamphlet that listed all of the cancers that are associated with 2,4-D. Now, let me just say this about 2,4-D, because people can say, well, it's half the ingredients of 2,4-D. Some people, you know, hopefully they're thinking, well, okay, that's the good half. But it's funny because we were at a function at the Orange County Fair. We had a booth there. I'm talking to a farmer, and she was saying that the 2,4-D, but this stuff isn't bad, you know. And I says, but really, at that point, I really hadn't researched it, you know, and that. So I said, I know that stuff's not good, you know. But then that night, I thought, let me look into this. And so I go in and I start pulling up all the information I can on 2,4-D, and sure enough, it is carcinogen. It's got all the bad stuff in it. So, what we're fighting is public opinion right here. The biotech companies have so much money. They have so much deep pockets. You know, now with Citizens United, they're people, and they can promote just an unbelievable amount of money. And, you know, right now we have one person, one vote. Well, you have a person with billions of dollars to give towards campaign contributions. You've got biotech companies that have these deep pockets that contribute in their way. And all of this goes to build up public opinion that says, well, no, this stuff isn't bad. We need this to feed the world, right? And then they put on a thing, but we need this to feed the world. And so that hits us emotionally, that we think we need this, but really there's other alternatives, to farming. And this is only one method, and it's controversial if you sit down and read about it. And, I've been running all week. And so kick me and stop me if I'm talking a lot on something because I'm tired. It's been one long week. We had this dropped into our pocket here to help Brent just like 2 weeks ago. So we've been scrambling to get everything going. Okay.
No problem. No problem. You're not a problem. You're doing great. I love everything you're saying. John, I'm not a scientist either. We don't have to be scientists to know the bare facts, and you gave them out really well. This is a horrible, horrible thing that, and you know, John, I know you're aware of this. There are 64 countries around the world that do not allow these foods to come in unless they're labeled.
there are a lot of countries that aren't even allowing genetically engineering foods into their place. There are a lot of countries that don't even allow horrible companies like Coca-Cola and others, Walmart, some of these horrible companies that bring in nothing but junk, and all their only issue is to make money. They know that they've got bad stuff. They don't care. So we're doing things to help change the world, and the objective and the goal of this radio show is to begin to make people aware of what's going on and what kind of solutions we can make. And you're doing a big step in organizing. So, John, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes. Let's wrap up with anything else that you want to say about
okay.
what you're doing and the issue, and then give out some contact information.
Okay. Well, I want to say something about probably the most important thing that I'm saying regarding the progress that you just talked about countries putting labels and banning, GMOs. Now, right now, it's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's a so-called trade agreement that's being negotiated. Now, you got to know that our Congress, it's their role to regulate trade. But this new draft, they want to fast track it. When they fast track these laws, they sign off on it, so there's no public discussion. And this is really crazy because we're going into another area of how we create law here in the United States. You know, our legal system it's in jeopardy. To whereas our Congress are the ones that regulate trade, yet they're not allowed to even view this TPP document. And countries in this document, what's been leaked is that if you have a law regarding GMOs, you won't. If you have a ban, you won't. If you place in laws to ban pesticides in our food because it's causing cancer in that, well, it puts corporations above government, to where the corporations will be able to sue the individual countries that do this. It sounds really shocking, and it is shocking, and it is true. Go on, Flush the TPP is one website that people can go on to find out more. And this TPP deals with all the industry, whether it be industry, banking. They want to deregulate banking, and there's a lot of controversy. People need to go online. They need to call their congressmen, their senators. And there's some websites, Flush the TPP. Go on that. That'll direct you to what to do. And right here in Orange County, we have March Against Monsanto. Go on March Against Monsanto, Laguna Beach. I'm really excited. Our website this last week, we were able to reach, I believe, 32,000 people, right? So we are the media. We're getting the word out. You're getting the word out. This is fantastic.
Okay? And, John, you're doing great. We're doing great in California. Unfortunately, when – it was a year and 3 months ago, you brought in Howard to come and speak to us. We had a rally. We had a meeting that I put together, part of the Gary Noe Health Support Group. It was the end of October, and it was 10 days before the election. Howard came and spoke, and you brought some people there, and we had a great meeting. Our other person, Annette Aguilar, she was there. She's organizing the Latino community. So, but I want our Eastern listeners. We have a lot of people in the East Coast that are close to the Gary Noe Health, his work and this radio station. But I want our people to know in the East that there are wonderful things going on all over the country, as you know, John. And we've already won two states. We won Connecticut, and I think Maine is the other state. Vermont's about to win. Pennsylvania is going to win. Ohio is gearing up real good. There's about 20 to 25 states that are beginning to get on, they're on the ballot now. And we're going to start winning. We barely lost in California. We barely lost up north in Washington on the West Coast because Monsanto came in the last 2 weeks with a lot of money, I mean millions of dollars for ads, and they lied like dogs. It was really bad. Anyway, John, give a closing thought for about a minute, and any one last website that you want to give? I'm going to give some websites too.
Okay.
Let's close this out, John. Go ahead.
I got to tell you the truth. After listening to Brett speak this last week, and as he said, to quote him, looking from Sitka, Alaska, that when you asked him, you said it was an unbelievable task that he was trying to achieve here, running the country for GMO awareness. And
And I was floored what Brett said. He said, you know, looking from Sitka, Alaska, California during Prop 37, he says, running the country is nothing compared to what California did to spread GMO awareness for the rest of the nation and the world. I mean, we had the world looking at us, right? I cried after that. And a lot of people did. I saw so many people that wanted to help people, other people. They knew that this was affecting, children to be born, future, children and, you know, with, like, as I said, the Agent Orange and, there's things that are hitting us in the future that are all part of this that we don't know, and the RNA, they're messing with the food. So stay tuned to March Against Monsanto to find out more and just get involved. Go on the TPP and read about it. The truth can be found. There is a thing called the truth. We have talking points that we hear on the radio and on TV that don't list all the stuff. So people have to just do a little work and get off the TV, go online, do a fast search, and you can find out what the truth is. Okay.
Right. Thank you so much, John. You've been wonderful. You. And let's keep track of what Brett's doing, and we're going to continue to promote get Brett and everything we're doing and you're doing. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bobby. Okay.
All right. Good. Let's move on to our next segment. I just want to make one more point about the genetically engineered foods, because it's a dear subject to my heart, and we really talk about this a lot because we want our food to be healthy, nutritious, and not to be full of genetically engineered foods. You go to any supermarket in this country, and 85 to 90% of everything you buy in there, mostly boxes and cans and even fruits and vegetables, are genetically engineered. In Argentina, one of the first countries that was hit in the western part of this world, right as we speak, there are babies being born deformed. There have been many, many of these things happening over the last 5-6 years where Argentina has been hit hard health-wise. Not just babies, but other people, sickness, death, you name it. And that's because of genetically engineered foods. We are battling these people, and we're going to win. Monsanto, which runs all this, has said that they want to control all the food in the world. And guess what? If we don't stop them, and I think we can stop them, they're going to do that because they're on their way. Big money wins, usually. However, the cry of the people and what's going on in this world, it's changing. And by the way, in two or three weeks from now, I'm going to have a show on ending all wars. I'm on a 21-person committee where that's our title, Ending All Wars. And we are organizing. We're going to have another get-together in a few days, a conference call among the best leaders around who are very experienced in that. And we're going to try to stop the wars. We're not going to stop them all. We're not going to do it all at once. But we're going to gradually make change in a lot of different ways. So I want to throw that in before we get to our next guest. All right, let's move on. We have one more guest, and at the end of the show, I'm going to make a few announcements, and then we're going to have that song by John Lennon once again. Our next guest is Greg Larson. Greg is the co-founder and co-host of Living with Toll, TOLLE.com. That's livingwithtoll.com. We'll get that again out. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you on. We're going to talk about three or four issues as much as we can go in the time that we have. We have about 20, 25 minutes before we have to end this. We're going to talk about happiness, about nature, about stress management, and about meditation. And let's start with happiness. I'm going to give a take for a minute or so, and then I want your thoughts on it. We're going to go each subject for 3-4 minutes. Let's keep it crisp and to the point. Happiness. This is one of my super favorite subjects, along with being grateful and about a vegan diet and about just living peacefully and happy in the world. And this is why I love this show, Greg, because I get to talk about all the wonderful, the best things in the world and how we can teach people to live better, to eat better. Happiness. All right, let's get to happiness. How do you get happy?
a lot of things you can do. Number one, do what you love. Do what you like. Too many people work hard. They've got family obligations. They eat. They go to the bathroom. They sleep. They're with their wife or their mate or they're by themselves. And that's all they do. Why not find out what you really love in this world, what your dream is, what you want to do, your vision, and do it. Happiness means doing the things you love. Now, here's some examples of what some people love to do. I love to dance. I'm a dance teacher. I've been danced all over the world, and I do yoga. I exercise. I do power walking. I'm into martial arts. I'm into Qigong and Tai Chi. Those are some things you can do. Meditation is another thing you can do. Now, if you want to go further, you can go into opera. You can go to entertainment. You can go to movies. You can go to the farmer's market. You can walk. You can be around animals. You can go to the park and walk. I take my shoes off when I go to the park or the beach, and I ground myself to the earth. This is spiritual. It's powerful, and it's loving. You go to entertainment. You can go to entertainment. You can go to do your hobbies, do writing. You can just be with friends. You can be with family. You can have a great meal. And when you have a great meal, slow down. Enjoy the meal. Be with family and friends. Or if you're by yourself, bless your food. Drink your water first, then eat your food, and do it slowly. Chew your food slowly and savor that very moment. Bless your food. As you're eating your food, think of what you're eating and how wonderful it is. Well, I think I've overtaken my time, Greg. I'd like to get your take on happiness. Happiness.
Well, I love to hear how passionate you are about this subject, Bobby, because it is so important. You know, I love what you touched on there, which is doing what you love, and discovering what your passion is. That's just essential with the work I do as a life coach with people, is tuning into what you love, what it is, how you're being called to serve. That's so important. You know, and a few things I wanted to touch on regarding that, and you touched on those as you were talking about this, is, you know, it's now pretty clear, the studies have come out, experiences are more fulfilling, provide greater levels of happiness than things. We can get so caught up in buying things and trying to have those experiences of buying something create happiness, but now it's pretty clear that those are very short-lived, and then you have to move on to the next thing you need to buy. Whereas experiences have a much richer experience or a much richer, you know, level of happiness, provide a much richer level of happiness, you know, which regards to what you're talking about, creating those experiences with the things you love, those memories will last a lifetime, whereas that thing you bought back in 1992, you have no recollection of that at all, even though at the time it provided a little bit of gratification, it doesn't last. So creating those experiences, and not only creating experiences, but doing that with other people, it's just so clear that creating connections and deeper connections with other people is a much more rewarding experience and provides greater levels of happiness. And, of course, when you have those experiences and those experiences with other people, to take time and express gratitude for those opportunities you have to generate happiness in your life with other people and through experiences, I think that the reports as I've read is that expressing gratitude will increase your level of happiness by 25%. So it's just a profound practice as far as simple things you can do to increase your level of happiness, just experiences, creating those experiences with other people, and then afterwards expressing gratitude for these opportunities we've had, these experiences we've had.
Wow, that's super. Yeah, gratitude. Every morning, Greg, I wake up and I'm just grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I have a bed to sleep in. I have food. I have a bathroom. I have a place to fix my food and warm it up, a refrigerator. I have a place to live, a dwelling. How many people don't? How many people live in countries where they sleep outside, and they sleep in cardboard boxes, and they have to drink water from a river that's polluted? Many countries in this world. So we should be grateful for what we have and not what we don't have. So that's about gratitude. Great. I'm glad you brought that up, Greg. Let's move to our next subject, nature. And I've already hit, if you notice when I was talking about happiness, I was talking about going outdoors. Yeah, I got into nature because they almost go hand in hand, because nature is the way to be happy. Nature means going outdoors and being around the trees, being around waters of the ocean, rivers, mountains, forests, outdoors. Be with animals,
There's birds out there. There's squirrels. Enjoy it. And when I go out in the park, as I said earlier, I take my shoes off and I walk on the grass of any park I want. I don't care who's watching or what's going on. I want to ground myself to the earth for 30 minutes a day if I can. But animals are so important as part of, you know, the Native Americans, they really love animals. They dwell with animals. They dwell with trees, with nature, with rocks even. They consider those things spiritual. Animals are beautiful. You know, Greg, if we pet an animal a lot every day, we're going to live longer. We're going to be happier because we're exchanging love. That's so important. So walking is another thing you can do as far as nature. Walk in a nice area and just live in that, savor that moment. Your take on nature, Greg?
Well, I think what nature provides us is a beautiful reflection of presence. You know, a lot of the work I do has to do with living in the present moment. And it's challenging as a human being because we have this dynamic brain which can tell all these stories about the past and future, creating stress and anxiety or reliving traumatic experiences in the past and experiencing sadness or depression. And yet nature is fully in the present moment, and almost all animals live fully in the present moment. So the more we can connect with nature, the more we can be in nature and look at nature and experience it, it's a beautiful reflection of living in the present moment. All of nature is peaceful, it's calm, it's in the flow, it's, you know, an expression of the present moment. And yet you can be by the beach, you know, watching a beautiful sunset, and then you can be caught in your mind thinking about something that happened last week and how sad it makes you. That's the problem, is that we get pulled out of this experience because of our thoughts. But nature, again, is that beautiful reminder to look up, to look at the sky, to watch the clouds, to see the sunset. All these, you know, nature's calling us to pay attention to it because it reminds us to be in the present moment. It reminds us to be, you know, to be conscious, aware of the joy and the love and the happiness that's available in this moment right now.
Wow, that's super. That's beautiful, Greg. I like that, everything you said. Let's go to our next hit. We got to hit each of these. Stress management is something you do in your work. Give us your take on that.
You know, as I just mentioned, we have this, you know, superhuman brain, and which is great because it can help us plan, it can help us strategize, it can help us, you know, think through solutions to challenges we're facing. But at the same time, it's the way it's developed, it's very powerful in running continuous thoughts through our mind. And typically, we have a lot of negative thinking and stressful thinking because we think about the future and that, you know, job interview we have coming up next week, or that presentation we have coming up, or that conversation we need to have with our spouse. There's all these future events that we're anticipating, and usually they're causing stress. And that's the big challenge in today's world, is that there's so much to anticipate. There's so much that we need to plan for and prepare for. And we're not, and in the moment, we might be sitting, you know, at our desk. There's nothing in our environment right now that's stressful. But because we're always projecting ourselves into the future through this mind we have, all this, you know, the brain part we have, it creates stress. And then not only does that create stress, as we go about our day, you know, whether we're in traffic or whether we're in line at the grocery store, our minds are also conditioning typically to judge things. So we're judging the traffic as negative. We're judging this line as negative. We're judging these other people as negative. So if you're in these patterns of judging the present moment experience, or if you're in these patterns of anticipating the future and having all this anxiety about it, we're stressing out our body. And our bodies are such beautiful tools because our physical body is always in the present moment. Even though we might be thinking about the future or thinking about the past and being caught up in all the stories, our body can never leave the present moment. So that's why it's so important to go through all these practices that are available nowadays, yoga, meditation, walking in nature, because it allows our body to be a more powerful, in a sense, partner with us, that can partner with us to keep us present in the moment. And the body knows what to do. When you get to that future moment, that presentation or that job interview or that conversation, the right words will come. The right action will flow out of that. And overthinking about it and stressing us out in this moment is completely unhealthy, creates the stress that we know now is negative for the health of the body. There's just no good in stressing ourselves out. And so finding any tool that you can to deal with, you know, stress management is so critical today if you want to live a healthy life.
Wonderful. That's great, Greg. I love it. And, you know, notice, Greg, that each of these subjects kind of tied in with each other. Like, I started on happiness, and then I ran into nature and being outdoors. And then stress management, you can beat that by happiness and going out to nature. And meditation is another one. These are all being grateful for what you have. And let me say something about that. That's my way of being stressed. If you recall, 7-8 years ago, when the Secret came out, Law of Attraction came out, there was a lot of talk all over the country about that. And one of my favorite parts of that is to be grateful. Every day I am grateful. What I have, I never think of what I don't have. And that helps me beat out stress. And whenever I do feel a little bit of stress or something happens rough, then I just count to 10 or I stop, breathe, take a few deep breaths, and I say, I'm okay, all is well. And I just try not to let it bother me. I usually don't let it bother me, period. I stay away from toxic people, toxic subjects, toxic talking, negativity. And Greg, there's a lot of people out there, and just about everybody we know has some sorts of negative thoughts or bad things they want to talk about. It makes it tough. Let's go to our next subject, which is another great one, meditation. I'll give you my little quick one-minute take, and then you can go. Meditation, every day before I go to sleep, I take deep breaths. A real simple one that I learned is breathe for 5 or 10 seconds in, hold it for 5 seconds or so, and then let it go. Again, every 5 or 10 seconds, do this. Breathe in, and as you're breathing in love, harmony, peace, bliss, and stop and think of those things. And then as you finish, so you've got another 2 seconds while you're getting ready to let it out, just let it out and think of you're getting rid of all the bad and negative. And you keep doing this. I do this 15 minutes a night before I go to sleep. And, Greg, it helps me sleep better. And I've had an insomnia problem because, as you can tell by my voice, I'm a little bit hyper. There's so much excitement to this life that we live in. So that's what I do to be stressed. And then I don't let anything get to me. I try I confront negative people or toxic issues, I just try to stop and I point out to them, I tell them what I think about what they're saying, and why don't you try to think this way or that way? It's not easy, but we try to do our best. Greg, your take on stress? On meditation.
Yeah, meditation is just one of the key ingredients, the key elements of everything we're talking about today. Happiness, living a healthy life. Not only is it just now the spiritual people, talking about this and encouraging this. Again, the studies are in. The scientists have looked at this. They studied it. And no matter what kind of book you're reading today in personal development, if you're just looking at a list online on how to live a better life, every single one of them will mention meditation. So not only do we know now, spiritually and scientifically, that meditation is good, there's also just a plethora of information out there nowadays on how to meditate. So if you don't know what to do as far as what is meditation, how can I approach it, just go online. There's tons of guided meditations on YouTube. There's so many meditation websites out there that offer simple guides on how to get started. It's just wherever you look nowadays, meditation is available because it's so key to happiness, to having a healthy body, to stress manage. It's so essential. So if you're still on the fence and not sure about what to do, just do yourself one of the biggest favors you can and begin exploring what meditation is for you. And as you do that, you might find something that, I don't think so. I like that because it has something to do with this. That's fine, because there's another way to do it. There's meditations that are more spiritually based. There's meditations that are more technically based, which are separate from all the spirituality, all the religions. And it might be something as simple as you're doing there, Bobby, counting to 5 on the intake, holding the breath for 5 seconds, counting to 5 on the exhale. There's so many ways to go about this nowadays that you're doing yourself a disfavor if you're not committing part of your energy and your attention to how can I incorporate meditation into my life every day, because it makes such a huge difference with happiness, with experiencing greater joy, with experiencing more love in our relationships, and of course, having a healthier body, because it's such a wonderful tool for reducing stress.
Wow, that's great. Now, you know, some people, you don't just do it at night like I do it. There are people that do it 2-3 times a day for 20, 30 minutes. I know people do it for 1 hour. I know people, monks and people that are really getting into deep, people that are into the whole spiritual world. They do it for hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, and they just sit there and do it. I mean, this is unbelievable. And, you know, as we breathe deeply, Greg, oxygen is going into our brain. And our brain needs oxygen. That's the fuel for the brain. And if you don't do deep breathing, well, the brain doesn't get that oxygen, and it is definitely better off with the oxygen. Wouldn't you say so, Greg?
Without, there's so many benefits to meditation. And just you're saying right there, that's just a side benefit, is that those more conscious breaths, you know, because of the way we live nowadays and slumped in our chairs at our office all day, we have very shallow breathing. So meditation typically offers a more conscious way to breathe, which means you're bringing more oxygen into your body, which is another reason why it's going to provide a greater foundation for health. But I just want to point out, you know, I think a lot of people stumble because they hear these stories about people who meditate for a half hour a day or an hour a day. That is something you can do and you can build up to that, but it's not necessary. You know, you can pull up to your office in the morning, and if you can just take 5 minutes before you get out of your car and just sit there in your car, close your eyes and take some deep, relaxing breaths, that's meditation. Actually, I've heard it say before, is just one conscious breath is a meditation. Just closing your eyes, taking a deep breath, a deep, you know, filling your lungs with air, releasing that, just doing that consciously is a meditation in itself. So it's again, it covers the gamut, but there's just no greater tool out there that I know of that's as beneficial as meditation, and discovering what that is for you and how you can approach that is just so essential. And if one day it leads to you meditating for an hour a day here and there, that is perfect, but it's not necessary to start, because it's just about starting. And even if it's just for 30 seconds or a minute or just even one conscious breath, that's a great place to start.
That is wonderful, Greg. You know, Greg, you've got a lot of great insights. I like everything you're talking about. I was the one that helped pick these subjects. I picked happiness and nature, and you mentioned stress management and grateful and meditation before we started the show. But I'd like you to think, if you'd like to be on the show again, and I'd love to have you on again, of one or two subject matters that you really are into where you can help, because our whole show is to teach, educate, and motivate our listeners about some of the newest things. We've got a lot of great listeners, and a lot of them are back east, but I'm gradually getting them to come listen to us. We don't just talk about the West Coast. We talk about everything. But, Greg, why don't you give us a final thought and then your contact information, please?
Yeah, well, you know what? A great place to start, when I work with a new client in my coaching practice, if they're not sure where to begin, it's always begin with the body. And so if you just get out and exercise, just take that 20-minute walk every day. Everybody can do that. There's not one person on the planet that's so busy that they can't go for a 10, 15, 20-minute walk every day. And it's so essential to get flow going in the body if you feel stuck. You know, when you think of these challenges, you know, like if someone want to create a change in my relationship, or I want to create a change in my career, I want to change a career, you know, I want to make a change in my health. These are big challenges, and it's not always clear how to attack that. But if we can just begin with, you know, if you feel stuck in another, is just get flow going in the body, because the body is so intelligent and it's a conduit for intuition and information. And a lot of times the solution will come out of generating flow in the body. So again, another great place to start is just start with, you know, simple exercise practices. And it could be as easy as walking, and if you can walk in nature, walk down to the beach, that's even better. But just start walking every day for 10, 20 minutes. That'll start bringing flow into your life. And you can do that on your lunch break. You can do that before work, after work, before you go to bed in the evening. There's all kinds of places where you can just take a quick 15, 20-minute walk. Again, another just essential, you know, tool you can use to begin inviting change into your life.
Greg, we've got a couple more minutes. Before you give your contact information, I wanted to add one thing to walking. I power walk.
And power walking is fast walking. And you, what I do when I walk is heel-toe, and then I take my arms and swing them. And I move my hips because I'm doing straight legs. And as I'm doing the straight legs, my hips move out. It looks a little funny, but I don't care. And I do it at night anyway before I go to sleep. Most people, I don't recommend doing it at night because that'll wake you up. With me, it slows me down. power walking, and in other words, what I'm telling our listeners, Greg, is why should we walk slow? We're not going to get a whole lot out of walking slow. We'll get something out of it, but not much. You get a lot more if you walk at a good pace and move your arms at least, and you'll feel good. Right, Greg? What do you think?
I would totally recommend that. If you can be conscious of that as you're walking, walking with a brisk pace and then moving your arms, excellent suggestion, Bobby, yes.
Great. Greg, how about your contact information as we end the segment, please?
Yeah, well, you can reach me over my website, which is Living with Tolle. Again, you said it, T-O-L-L-E, which is my co-host and I, we have conversations on the teachings of Eckhart Tolle and how to apply that to everyday life because we're dads, we have careers, you know, we have spouses, we're busy, busy people. And so how do you take these spiritual teachings such as Eckhart Tolle's and apply them to everyday life? So those are the conversations we have over there. We have a lot of archived material there, and my contact information is also on the website. Again, it's livingwithtolle.com.
Great. All right, Greg, thank you so much, and let's come on again with some more interesting information. This was wonderful. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Bob, for having me on the show. Thank you so much.
All right, real good. I'm going to finish up the show, and we're going to have the song of John Lennon. I want to tell you what we're going to be doing in the near future, so you're fully aware of what's going on with this show. Those of you who tuned in late, I'm Bobby Elias. I will give the thanks and the information about the people that were on the show earlier. Let me finish the show by telling you what we're going to have for the next few weeks. Next week, that would be the 25th of January at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Raw Foods. Laura Fox will be on, and she is the CEO of Raw Living Expo. This expo is going to be all over the country. There'll be one coming up in 2 weeks in Southern California and north of Los Angeles in an area called Westlake. At the Westlake Hyatt Hotel, the Raw Living Expo will be there. It's very complete. It's huge. There's going to be great speakers, great music, great meditation, great yoga, great everything. So many things in this show. I'm definitely going. It's a 3-day thing. And Laura is going to be on the show to talk about some of her ideas on raw food. She's going to talk about growing your own food because that's how we can beat this genetically engineered issue. She's going to talk about expanding her work in raw foods. And yours truly wants to help her because she's wonderful. She's doing a lot of great things. And I'm tying her into some other contacts that I have in raw foods. And she's going to be moving forward on that issue. So that'll be next week. Then also, upcoming weeks, we're going to have Ending All Wars, because there's going to be a meeting this coming week of us on the conference call, and we're getting ready to really start to explode. So I should use that word, explode, because that's the word we're against. We're against the war. So that's going to be one. We're going to talk about cell phone radiation and a lot of different issues. Genetically engineered, we continue with that. So be sure to check our promos. They come on PRN, on this show, on this station. This is the number one station in the world. It's the fastest growing station in the world. It's the best. Okay, let's talk about how you can hear our shows. Archives. Just go to PRN.FM or go to ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com and you can hear the show. You can tune in to what's going on. You can get more information about the radio station. If you like our show, rate us on iTunes. If you're not near a computer or if you want to tell your friends that don't have a computer or they're away from one, a laptop, they can call the numbers. I'm going to give you two numbers that they can call in order to hear the show. The first one is area 619-550-0869. The second one is area 401-347-0456. You can hear the show on those numbers. I'm going to give you my number. If anybody wants to reach me to talk about the show, what you like, what you didn't like, suggestions, please call me. My name is Bobby Elias,
And my phone number is area 323-770-1925. All right. A couple more things, and then we're going to end the show with the song by John Lennon, the song Imagine. And by the way, the show Imagine is a show going on in Los Angeles where it's a film. It's about John Lennon and his work and everything he does. If you had a chance to hear that, see that show, if it's in your part of the country, be sure to see it. It's a great one. It's called Imagine. All right, let's end the show now. Thanking all the people that helped put this show together, our engineer, Melissa. I know she's on the line listening. Thank you so much, Melissa. You do great work. I want to thank our New York producer that's in charge of Progressive Radio Network. That would be Jason. Our producer in Los Angeles is Jimmy D. Thank you, Jimmy. Our associate producer has been doing a lot of work recently, Stuart Hackle. I want to thank our guest today, Brett Wilcox, who's doing that run, and we're going to give reports on that run constantly. John Diaz, an organizer in Orange County of Southern California, who's helped me with some great people to put in the show and get some great speakers involved. I want to also thank Greg Larson, our last guest on the show. And I want to thank you, our wonderful listeners, for tuning into the show. We want you to continue listening to our show and support us. We're there for you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Hope to see you next week. Thank you.